ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 28. Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Part 9, Verses 51 through 55. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. The great sage Narada continued speaking. My dear King Prachina Barhishat, one Brahmana, who was an old friend of King Puranjana, came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words. The Brahmana inquired as follows. Who are you? Whose wife or daughter are you? Who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for his dead body. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past, you have consulted me. My dear friend, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, can you not remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer of this material world. My dear gentle friend, both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa Lake. Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home. My dear friend, you are now my very same friend. Since you left me, you have become more and more materialistic. And not seeing me, you have been traveling in different forms throughout this material world, which was created by some woman.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The appearance of an old friend in the form of a Brahmana is very significant. For in his Paramatma feature, Krishna is the old friend of everyone. According to Vedic injunction, Krishna is sitting with the living entity side by side. According to the Sruti mantra, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya, the Lord is sitting within the heart of every living entity as Suhrit, the best friend. Krishna is always eager to have the living entity come home back to Godhead. Sitting with the living entity as witness, the Lord gives one all chances to enjoy him or herself materially. But whenever there is an opportunity, the Lord gives good counsel and advises the living entity to abandon trying to become happy through material adjustment and instead turn one's face toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and surrender unto him. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, one's resolution is tantamount to actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. And this is technically called Vani Seva. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur states in his Bhagavad Gita commentary on the verse in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, Via Vasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kuru Nandana, that one should serve the words of the spiritual master. The disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Atma, appeared before the queen as a Brahmana. But why didn't God appear in his original form as Sri Krishna? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks that unless one is very highly elevated in loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot see Krishna as he is. Nonetheless, if one sticks to the principles enunciated by the spiritual master, then somehow or other, he or she is in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Lord is in the heart, Krishna can advise a sincere disciple from within. This is also confirmed in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Teshang satata yuktanang bhajatang pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tang yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives the understanding by which they can come to Krishna. So in conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, then he or she immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see Krishna in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he or she will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. Therefore, Srila Bilva Mangala Thakur has said, Bhaktistvayi stiratara bhagavan yadisyad daivena na phalati divya kishora murti mukti swayam mukulitanjali sevatesman dharam artha kama gataya samaya pratiksha. If I am engaged in devotional service unto you, my dear Lord, then very easily I can perceive your presence everywhere. Now, as far as liberation is concerned, I think that liberation stands at my door with folded hands waiting to serve me. And all material conveniences of dharma, artha, and kama stand with her. If one is very highly advanced in devotional service, he or she will have no difficulty in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one engages in the service of the spiritual master, he or she not only sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but attains liberation also. As far as material conveniences are concerned, they automatically come, just as the maidservants of a queen follow the queen wherever she goes. Liberation is no problem for the pure devotee, and all material conveniences are simply awaiting one at all stages of life.
When a person's relative dies, renunciation is automatically visible. Consultation with the Supersoul, seated within everyone's heart, is possible only when one is completely free from the contamination of material attachment.
One who is sincere and pure gets an opportunity to consult with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature, sitting within everyone's heart. The Paramatma is always the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within, and Krishna comes before us externally as the instructor spiritual master and initiator spiritual master.
An uncontaminated soul or living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face, just as one gets a chance to consult with Paramatma within one's heart. One also gets a chance to see Krishna actually situated before one. Then one can take instructions from the Supersoul directly. And this is the duty of the pure devotee, to see the bona fide spiritual master and consult with the Supersoul within the heart.
When the Brahmana asked the woman who the man lying on the floor was, she answered that he was her spiritual master and that she was perplexed about what to do in his absence. At such a time, the Supersoul immediately appears, provided the devotee is purified in heart by following the directions of the spiritual master.
A sincere devotee who follows the instructions of the spiritual master certainly gets direct instructions from within one's heart, from the Supersoul. Thus, a sincere devotee is always helped directly or indirectly by the spiritual master and the Supersoul.
This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. If the devotee serves one's spiritual master sincerely, Krishna automatically becomes pleased. Yasya Prasadad Bhagavad Prasada. By satisfying the spiritual master, one automatically satisfies Krishna. Thus, the devotee becomes enriched by both the spiritual master and Krishna.
The Supersoul is eternally the friend of the living entity and always remains with one. The Supersoul has always been ready to help the living entity even before the creation of this material world. It is therefore stated here, yena agre vicha chartha. The word agre means before the creation. Thus, the Supersoul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation.
As stated by Krishna in chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, Ichcha dvesha samuttena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammohang sarge yanti parantapa.
O scion of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate, my dear Arjuna.
So this is an explanation of how the living entity falls down into this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no duality, nor is there hate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands Himself into many in order to enjoy bliss more and more. Thus, the Supreme Lord expands Himself in different categories.
As mentioned in the Varaha Purana, Krishna expands Himself in Vishnu Tattva, the Swangsha expansion, and also in Krishna's marginal potency, the Vibhinna Angsha, or the living entity. These expanded living entities are innumerable, just as the minute molecules of sunshine are innumerable expansions of the sun. The Vibhinna Angsha expansions, the marginal potencies of Krishna, are the living entities. When the living entities desire to enjoy themselves, they develop a consciousness of duality and come to hate the service of the Lord. In this way, the living entities fall into the material world. In the Prema Vivarta it is said, Krishna Bahir Mukha Hoy Bhoga Vancha Kare Nikatastha Mayatare Japatiya Dhare. The natural position of the living entity is to serve the Lord in a transcendental loving attitude. When the living entity wants to become Krishna Himself or imitate Krishna, he or she falls down into the material world. Since Krishna is the Supreme Father, Krishna's affection for the living entity is eternal. When the living entity falls down into the material world, the Supreme Lord, through His Swaangsha expansion, Param Atma, keeps company with the living entity. In this way, the living entity may someday return home back to Godhead. By misusing his or her independence, the living entity falls down from the service of the Lord and takes a position in this material world as a so-called enjoyer. That is to say, the living entity takes his or her position within a material body. Wanting to take a very exalted position, the living entity instead becomes entangled in a repetition of birth and death. One selects one's position as a human being, demigod, cat, dog, tree, etc. In this way, the living entity selects a body out of the 8,400,000 forms and tries to satisfy him or herself by a variety of material enjoyment. The supersoul, however, does not like one to do this. Consequently, the supersoul instructs one to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna then takes charge of the living entity. But unless the living entity is uncontaminated by material desires, he or she cannot surrender to the Supreme Lord. In chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Voktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhriddam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shantam richati. The sages, knowing Krishna as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. The Supreme Lord is the supreme friend of everyone. However,
No one can take advantage of the Supreme Friend's instructions while making his or her own plans to become happy and thus entangling oneself in the modes of material nature. When there is creation, the living entities take on different forms according to past desires. This means that all the species or forms of life are simultaneously created. Darwin's theory stating that no human being existed from the beginning, but that instead humans evolved after many, many years, is simply a nonsensical theory. From Vedic literature we find that the first creature within the universe is Lord Brahma. And being the most intelligent personality, Lord Brahma could take charge of creating all the variety found within this material world. The original home of the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, both the Lord and the living entities live together very peacefully. Since the living entity remains engaged in the service of the Lord, they both share a blissful life in the spiritual world. However, when the living entity wants to enjoy him or herself, one falls down into the material world. Even while one is in that position, Krishna remains with one as the Supersoul, one's intimate friend. Because of one's forgetfulness, the living entity does not know that the Supreme Lord is accompanying one as the Supersoul. In this way, the living entity remains conditioned in each and every millennium. Although Krishna follows one as a friend, the living entity, because of forgetful material existence, does not recognize one's intimate friend, Krishna. When the living entity falls down, he or she goes into the material world, which was created by the external energy of the Lord. This external energy is described in this section as some woman, prakriti. This material world is composed of material elements, ingredients supplied by the Mahat Tattva, the total material energy. The material world, created by this external energy, becomes the so-called home of the conditioned soul. Within this material world, the conditioned soul accepts different apartments or different bodily forms, and then travels about. Sometimes one travels in the higher planetary systems, and sometimes in the lower systems. Sometimes one travels in higher species of life, and sometimes in lower species. Thus, one has been wandering within this material universe since time immemorial. As explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. The living entity wanders into many species of life, but one is considered fortunate when he or she once again meets one's friend, either in person or through Krishna's representative. Actually, it is Krishna who personally advises all living entities to return home back to Godhead. Sometimes Krishna sends his representative who, delivering Krishna's very message, canvasses all living entities to return home back to Godhead.
Unfortunately, the living entity is so greatly attached to material enjoyment that he or she does not take the instructions of Krishna or his representative very seriously. This material tendency is mentioned herein as gramya mati, sense gratification. The word mahim means within this material world. All living entities within this material world are sensually inclined. Consequently, they become entangled in different types of bodies and suffer the pangs of material existence.
Recorded December 12, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
संख्या पूर्वक नाम गाना नत भी कलावसानी पृच्छाओ निद्रा हारवी हारकाली विजचाओ चत्यंग दीना चयाओ Naguna smritir muduriman andina samohitao bandit rupasana kanao raghu yagao sri jiva gopalakao sankhya purvaka Not to be Kalavisani Krithao Nidra Haravi Harakan Vijachao Chachyanta Hinao Chayao Radha Krishna Guna Smritirma Durima Nandena Sammohitao Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Nativi Kalavasani Krithao Nidra Haravi Harakadi Vijachao Chatyanta Dinao Chayao Radha Krishna Guna
Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varad. Sadanandana Raja Jana Ranjana
Hare Krishna, Hare
madhava kunjabi hari.
The six Goswamis were engaged in chanting the holy names of God and bowing down in a scheduled measurement. In this way, the six Goswamis utilized their valuable lives, and in executing these devotional activities, they conquered over eating and sleeping, and were always meek and humble, being enchanted, remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami.